You're never too young to be frugal. At least that's the lesson that Shelley Fraser Mickle remembers that her aunt tried to teach her.
Somewhere along the line, a child has to be taught about frugality. I mean, watch a baby dig into a bag of toys or even a box of Cheerios, and it's pretty evident we humans aren't born with breaks. My Aunt Effeline was the one who taught me the value of being frugal. She said she herself had been taught by living through the Great Depression. My Aunt Effeline would go after a bargain like it was pure gold on the hoof. She said it was important to rope down a bargain and hog tie it and cart it home and hang it up in the storeroom for a rainy day. By the looks of Aunt Effeline's storeroom, she was prepared for enough rainy days, she could have been the cruise director for Noah's Ark. When I was 9, Aunt Effeline's sense of frugality went off the charts. She drove 100 miles to take advantage of a toilet paper company that was going out of business. She bought 200 pounds of toilet paper that she stored in the loft of her barn. Then, 2 months later, her husband got transferred, and she had to move all that toilet paper to Toledo. She bought and stored canned goods in bulk. She had household linens and motor oil by the barrel. This is the trouble with someone like Aunt Effeline, who goes from saying a penny saved is a penny earned to believing that a penny saved is a penny no one else can get their hands on. Once when I asked her for a cup of flour because I was baking a birthday cake for her son Billy, and it was midnight, and the stores were closed, and I was scraping the bottom of my flour barrel, she came back with the explanation about how she was out of flour too, and she couldn't dare tap into her supply out in the barn because it was stored behind the toilet paper. I guess, if anything, it was Aunt Effeline's son Billy who taught me my final lessons in frugality, because when I took him his birthday cake a day late, because I had to wait for the stores to open to get the required flour, he called in the neighborhood, and we sat down and ate every bit of that cake in 15 minutes flat. The final solution is, I think, put one penny in the pocket, set two back for a rainy day, and put one aside to share, especially when that penny is buying cake.
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is the novel The Turning Hour.